Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. It was announced on Monday that the apostolic visitation of the Church in Ireland will take place this autumn. In his pastoral letter to the Catholics of Ireland, published in February last, Pope Benedict first announced his intention to hold an apostolic visitation of certain dioceses in the country, as well as the major seminary in Maynooth, and religious congregations. The papal letter and subsequent visitation are the result of the shocking findings of two reports into child sex abuse by clergy and religious, the Ryan and Murphy reports, which have rocked the once traditionally Catholic country to its very core. The visitation will begin in the four metropolitan archdioceses of Ireland and will then be extended to other dioceses. It will be led by apostolic visitors, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, Emeritus Archbishop of Westminster for the Archdiocese of Armagh, Cardinal Sean Patrick O'Malley, Archbishop of Boston for the Archdiocese of Dublin, Archbishop Christopher Collins of Toronto for the Archdiocese of Cashel and Emly, Archbishop Terence Thomas Prendergast of Ottawa for the Archdiocese of Tuam. The main task of the apostolic visitors is to explore more deeply questions concerning the handling of cases of abuse and the assistance owed the victims of abuse. But they will also cover all aspects of priestly formation. The Congregation for Catholic Education, in fact, will coordinate the visitation of the Irish seminaries, including the Pontifical Irish College here in Rome, with the appointed apostolic visitor, Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York. For its part, the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies of Apostolic Life will organize the visitation of religious houses. In a statement released on Monday, Pope Benedict once again called on all members of the Irish Catholic community to support this initiative with their prayers, so that the visitation may be an occasion of renewed fervour in the island nation's Christian life, and that it may deepen the faith and strengthen the hope of Irish Catholics in Christ our Saviour. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.